We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on this Tuesday night for another edition of Beaver Sports Talk. And what a week we have to talk about. Certainly, we'll touch a little bit on the weekend pass for both the Oregon State men's and women's basketball teams, but it's certainly a time to look ahead to as big a week, perhaps in Civil War basketball history, coming up with the 7th-ranked Oregon State women's basketball team in a stretch of 3 games in 8 days against top 10 teams in the country. It really doesn't get any more challenging, but therefore exciting for people that love to compete. I know that Scott Ruick and his team, they're excited about the week ahead. We'll talk to Coach Ruick about that in the first half of the show as we welcome you in to Buffalo Wild Wings on this rainy night here in the Mid-Valley. On Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis. In the second half of the show tonight, we'll welcome Oregon State men's coach Wayne Tinkle, whose team will be looking to bounce back against the L.A. schools this weekend. Still a long way to go in the conference slate, and while there was some disappointment on the games up north, the Beavers come back home with a purpose to get back to the 500 level this week, beginning with UCLA on Thursday night and then USC on Saturday afternoon. So we have a lot to get to, and we look forward to it this evening. We'll have some prizes to give away here, as always, from our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. So make sure you get your ticket from Derek, your raffle ticket. We'll draw for those as we go tonight. But a lot to get to, including an amazing atmosphere Sunday at Gill Coliseum. 8,867 looked on and watched two of the best teams in the country slug it out to the final possession. I know there's still probably some heartbreak about it in Beaver Nation, but an admirable effort with two great teams going at it. They'll meet again later in the year. We'll talk about all of that with Coach Ruick when we return, and then Wayne Tinkle. We appreciate you all being here. It's Buffalo Wild Wings on a Tuesday night, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if road trips were easy?
That was our 10th consecutive green light.
Anyone need to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
I went before we left.
Great.
Hey, you in the sedan. Smooth merge.
At McDonald's, we're making things easy. Introducing the Savers Menu. Simply choose from the Sausage McMuffin, Hash Browns, Sausage Burrito, or Sausage Biscuit and get another for a buck. Easy. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope. It's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come to Pacific Office Automation. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career. Apply at pacificoffice.com/careers. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
The Civil War series is brought to you by Safeway Albertsons, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The University of Oregon and Oregon State University want to thank each company for recognizing one of the longest-running sports rivalries in the nation. Ultimately, our student-athletes will benefit the greatest from their tremendous support. The Beavs and Ducks will battle head-to-head once again this year in 10 different sports. Cheer on the Beavs this season to capture the Civil War series.
Right corner to Trace for three. Go! Goodman now back out to Pivik. Pivik to Goodman, a three-pointer for Aaliyah. It's good for Aaliyah Goodman. Well, that was a big shot as called by Ron Callen this past Sunday against Stanford on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Ron will have the call this weekend for two. I hate to engage in too much hyperbole, but I mean, can we talk about epic battles within the great Civil War, where Coach Ruick, 15-3 all time in Civil War, is trying to keep that thing going this weekend, both first in Eugene Friday night, and then of course Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, ESPN2 at Gill Coliseum. To talk about all of that, number 6 in the RPI, moved up a spot, number 7 in the country in the latest polls. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State women's head basketball coach Scott Ruick to Beaver Sports Talk. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. Thanks, Mike.
Let's start right there with the three we just heard by Aaliyah. My understanding is that occurred with about 7.5 to play and put you up 5-51-46 with just an amazing atmosphere at Gill. What a game that was. I know it's a heartbreak in the end, but a tremendous setting for women's college hoops.
Yeah, it was. You know, there's been so much talk about this coming weekend and sellouts. You know, both arenas sold out over a month before the games, and you know, then you forget Stanford. And, you know, I had a lot of ticket requests for Stanford, maybe more actually, for Stanford, last week. And to walk out and see it filled all the way to the corners was obviously a great feeling. And then it continued to have just an amazing atmosphere from the opening introductions all the way through the game. And, you know, it was a very entertaining game.
And you got off to the great start of the game, picking up where you had left off. We kind of, let's work back a little bit. Your second half against Cal, I think you were 20 for 28 from the field. You won that thing going away. At one point, you held them for 7.5 minutes without scoring, with a lineup where you're trying, you know, you're trying some different combinations, using your bench a lot. Win that thing big, and you carried that momentum into Stanford, which we'll talk about. But the Cal game was well done.
It was. Yeah. The first quarter, you know, there was a little bit of a hangover from the ASU game. Coming back, I felt we were a little bit sluggish. And then it's like, okay, that's right. That's who we are. Let's get back to it. And I thought the ball really moved in that game. And we scored well. We did go to our bench early, you know, and that was a group of people that didn't get a lot of time in Arizona for sure. And then, but they've worked so hard. And the progress has been being made day after day. And you don't forget that they play against starters who have so much experience and so much veteran experience that they're playing against a great team every day, and they're developing. And so it was an opportunity to give them some minutes. They capitalized on it. Everyone in that game played well, and it was just fun to see. It was a fun night, and we played with great energy. The ball moved well in the second half. You know, we were really sharp.
And a tremendous crowd that day as well, nearly 5,700 in the building for that, 5,800 for the Beavers' victory over Cal. One of the players that you played early off the bench, 13 minutes in Patricia Morris, and gets a career-high 13. How important is a game like that for her and for your team going forward?
Yeah, well, every day has been great for Trish lately, and that was proof of it. You know, she's really gained a lot of ground in consistency. She's been the same day after day in just the way she executes, the intensity that she plays with. And she's always caught the ball well and finished well, always. It's just been, how consistent can you be? How long can you play at that level? And we've seen a lot of growth there. And so I'm really proud of Trish. It's all coming together for her. She's starting not only to understand things at the highest level, now she's starting to understand she belongs at the highest level and believes that. And so her execution and our guards and our fours, I mean, Maddie made some great passes to her. Kat made a couple great passes to her. You know, when you're throwing to a 6'7 kid that can jump like she can, you know, we almost throw the ball at the rim as she goes up and gets it and finishes it. So that was she got player of the game, voted by our team for that game unanimously, and it was well-deserved. And so really proud of Trish and her efforts.
She also talked about after the game, you know, you mentioned the passes Maddie and Kat threw, but she had, according to, you know, the stories I've read and her own comments, a good pick and roll, pick presence with Destiny Slocum throughout the game, too.
Yeah, and that's really developing. You know, she's getting out of that screen, rolling to the rim much quicker. Her pace to the basket is faster, which puts more pressure on the defense. And when she slides behind, you know, the post defender, she's hard to stop because we can go up high to her. And so she brings a dimension. Her length is imposing. She challenged shots both games. She challenged shots well at the rim. And so her progress is key to us going forward, and I'm really proud of her.
We're going to kind of work in using just that whole Destiny's weekend, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists in the Cal win. And then, you know, just shifting from the end of the Cal game into the start you got to go up 13-2 and score 21 in the first quarter, shoot 9-for-18, shooting it so well. It looked like all of that momentum was rolling forward early against Stanford.
She's playing such great basketball. You just watch her. The game has slowed down for her. Her execution is phenomenal. She understands our scheme. She's understanding how to read defenses better and better every day so that she can settle in and play. But I loved her aggressiveness. I love the pace that we started that game with. It's what we're designed to do, quick-hitting team. And, you know, that I thought that she played perfectly during that stretch to separate us. You know, and she's just playing great basketball overall and creating. I mean, against Cal, she had 11 assists and 1 turnover.
Yeah,
you know,
I meant 11 assists, 4 rebounds, and what an amazing game. And then the start, she has 21 points in the first half. After the game, you know, I mean, everyone here, so many were at the game or watched it and understand that it didn't end the way you wanted it to. You had a look to the final possession with a chance to win that game. But you said in the immediate aftermath, both to Ron and to the media, that you were going to have to look at the film to kind of make sense of or about what happened in the third quarter in particular. And so when you did that, I mean, in Destiny's amazing first half, only 5 points in the second, she said she didn't feel like Stanford, quote unquote, did anything that much differently. So how did you see that whole second half essentially play out for you offensively?
Yeah, it was honestly hard to watch just because we did execute some good things, and then we didn't at times, you know. But we went through, Coach Jonas went through every shot with the team today, every field goal attempt, and the ones we hit in the first half were very similar to the ones we got in the second half. We just didn't make them. You know, we shot 21% in the third quarter. In a game where we've got the lead, we had momentum in many senses. This was an opportunity to extend out, and we score 6 points in the third quarter. We had one possession with four straight offensive rebounds and missed every shot, you know, at the basket. And so it was just one of those things where we're missing shots. So, you know, our focus after that was, you know, well, look at the fourth quarter. We just didn't execute very well. We had too many turnovers. We gave up 8 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter, which is obviously not a formula for winning, you know, and then missed 4 free throws. One of them was on purpose, you know, and fouled a couple too many times. And so it just comes down to who makes the fewer mistakes down the stretch. And when you're playing a great team in Stanford or any top 10 team, you can't make many mistakes. And so execution is the focal point going forward.
You know, Coach, I don't want to ride this one too hard, but it's a truth, a fact, a reality, that your hot start and your strong play, yeah, trying to finish that thing was hard. Stanford's good, but you're also playing on a full day's less rest than Stanford got. You don't make the schedule. Nope, those are hard things to control. You play them again at Maples Pavilion, and they'll have an extra day for that, too. I'm not quite sure I fully understand that part of it.
Well, what can you do? You look at it, and that's just the Pac-12 hands us the schedule. I know certainly ESPN has a say in it, and because that's why they put the Oregon, you know, Stanford game on Thursday night, which gave both those teams an extra day to get ready for the Sunday game. Cal and us, we only had one day. So when you have half the prep time, certainly that's a disadvantage. And so it's unfortunate. You know, you just hope at some point it evens itself out so your program can get the same treatment, you know. But, yeah, that was an unfortunate circumstance because not only are they getting another practice that's focused on your program, their players are also getting rest. Right. And so, yeah, all those things factor in. Yeah.
Well, it's still, even with all of that, what a game. I mean, what a competitive battle with two teams defending at an elite level in that fourth quarter and down the stretch.
Yeah, I was proud of our effort. I mean, I thought we battled to the very end. And, you know, we didn't play well enough to win, bottom line. And you give them all the credit for that. But I was proud of our heart. I was proud of our effort. I mean, this is a program that competes to the last second. And we did, and we'll learn from it and get better.
We will talk about the week ahead and this amazing 8-day stretch you're now in when we come back. We'll take a break. There are 2 Civil War games coming up, which means, of course, we're talking about 3 games in 8 days against top 10 teams. I don't know if you've ever run a gauntlet quite like that, but that's where you are. And it's exciting for, I know, yourself and for all the competitors on your team. So we'll talk about that after a quick break. More with Coach Rua coming up. Wayne Tinkle still to come. It's Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are celebrating our 20th year in business. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proud supporter of Beaver Athletics.
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit StrikeLight.Taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at StrikeLight.Taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Right-hand corner, Slocum. Slocum passes inside to Taylor Jones. Jones goes inside, tries to put it up off the glass, and good! Taylor Jones ties the game.
Well, some action from a veteran player and destiny to Taylor Jones, who's having such a tremendous season. John Warren is here tonight. John and I really enjoyed our conversation with Taylor for last week's sports podcast. By the way, this week, baseball is about 3 weeks away now. Jake Mulholland will be our guest this week on the Beaver Sports Podcast. But we are, of course, in the heart of the hoop season and one of the more exciting weekends coming up in Oregon State basketball history. It's Civil War basketball presented by Pacific Source Health Plan, Spirit Mountain Casino, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank, beginning Friday night in Eugene with Ron Callen on the call at Matthew Knight Arena, then Sunday afternoon, the Civil War game. Coach Ruick, on December 20th in 2019, your Civil War game at home sold out. Both games are sold out. And I know this is all about the Beavers, and it's the Beaver sports talk. But it's a huge event. The New York Times has requested credentials to come cover both of these games. You don't get much bigger in a daily periodical than that newspaper, whether you subscribe to their point of view and things overall or not. Still, it's the New York Times saying we want to come out to the Civil War. It's a big weekend on a national level, and both the programs, your program leading the way, and Oregon's gotten very good. It makes for a tremendous atmosphere this weekend.
Yeah, and it's just basketball games. Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. We had more people at media, obviously, than usual today. ESPN's been here all week. We've got people that run blogs for, you know, our sport that have been in town for a couple weeks now, bouncing back and forth between Eugene and Corvallis. And so it's what you dream of. I mean, that's really what it is. It's opportunities to play on a big stage with two teams that are highly ranked with, you know, huge expectations, and then so many people that love both our programs that are coming out to support us like they do. And, you know, I saw on Twitter this morning, I was told about it, and then I researched it myself, that, you know, our tickets are on StubHub going for, you know, $1,000 or more dollars, and, you know, for our games. And, you know, I mean, that's stuff where that's pinch yourself stuff, right. You know, and it's like, is this, I mean, that's amazing. It's amazing. And so, you know, just give credit to all the people a part of both programs for working hard and putting two teams together that, you know, have have not only succeeded on the court, but they've done it in a way that galvanizes communities. And, you know, there are a lot of great role models, a lot of great role models on both teams. And, you know, they should be two great games.
The chief of which, and before we leave this off tonight and talk about the games themselves a little bit, when you talk about role models, I know that she has been officially named one of 30 candidates for the Senior Class Award, the acronym CLASS, which stands for Celebrating Loyalty and Achievement for Staying in School, Michaela Pivick in that august group. But when I read what the award is all about, Coach, focuses on how players use their platform as an athlete to make an impact in the community. Sydney Weiss won it in 17. Ruth Hamblin was a finalist for it. I'm not sure if somebody has more of that going on than Michaela Pivick, more power to him, and that would be a good thing for that individual. But I think she's got a great look at winning that, and certainly she's won the hearts of everybody in this community.
It would be amazing if somebody did. Sydney Weiss was 100% deserving of that award. I mean, I couldn't think of a person more deserving than her for a person that, I mean, she could run for governor that year, you know, of our state and maybe beyond that for her impact in the way that she engaged and impacted a community both in every essence. Mick is beyond her. I've never seen a person do more for a community. I mean, she's probably times four of what Sid did just because that's her focus. And she goes so hard at it. I've never seen anything like it, you know. So I'm thinking to myself that should be the Michaela Pivick Senior Class Award, you know, someday, because there's nobody more deserving. It's impossible to be more deserving than Michaela Pivick for that award, where you're getting it done on the court, in the classroom, in the community. And so she is a model citizen, as we all know, but I was so happy to see her recognized. You know, when I saw that come out, I was like, mixing up my name better be on here.
Yeah, and it certainly is.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and she's one of many in your program and both teams, honestly, I mean, who represent well and are involved in their communities, and you said galvanized communities. Let's close, Coach, with a thought about the games themselves. A sold-out Matthew Knight, you were part of the first game, the first event ever in that arena before a sellout crowd for a different reason. That was for, hey, we're opening a new, big, expensive arena. Come on out to an event. And your team was involved in an excellent Civil War game in your first year here. Now it's a sold-out game just on the merits of the two teams. But both are pretty big deals to be part of.
Absolutely. You know, we've had some great battles over the years. And that night, I mean, I'll never forget that one, you know, opening their arena. And for me, you know, that was my first year in Division I. So I'm coming from Division III into Division I, and here I'm at coaching in front of 12,000 people and, you know, with a group of walk-ons. I was scared to death that day, and our team performed so well under those circumstances. And then here we are, you know, 10 years later or so, you know, with two, you know, top 10 teams competing and building sold out. Like you said, I wondered where you were going with December 20th, but that was that's amazing that we sold it out that early, and credit to everybody involved. And so we're just excited to be, that's a great team they have. We're going to have to play our best basketball of the year, no question. You know, but of course you do. I mean, that's what you would expect. And then we get to do it 48 hours later, you know, at our place. You know, in front of an incredible atmosphere in Gill Coliseum, and I'm excited that, you know, ESPN's coming and everyone will get to be a part of that game as well nationwide.
Let's close then just kind of with a thought. I mean, they're a great team, you're a great team. In a game like these games coming up in both venues, but just your thoughts about the matchup, what you have to do, maybe even do a little bit better than the last, you know, second half against Stanford, also a great team that you took to the wire. So what are the things that have to happen to beat Oregon?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to play great. You know, that's a team, obviously, their offensive numbers are well-documented. They score extremely well all over the court. You know, I think everybody's probably heard of their point guard, you know, or their guard, I should say. They move her around. Yeah. Sabrina, she's decent. you know, and so there's no eliminating her. You know, it's just slowing her and trying to impact her as much as possible. And you know, but then you look around the floor and you've got weapons everywhere on that team. And so it's slowing them down. And then it's just being fundamentally sound in everything. I mean, you've got to own the boards or be competitive there. At home, and they pretty much everywhere, but at home especially, they play extremely fast. I mean, that ball moves so fast and goes up so quick. you know, that controlling tempo and being really disciplined on the offensive end is going to be vital. And so good shot selection, taking care of the basketball, handling their defensive changes, you know, so it's just going to be a great, awesome team effort. We're going to need a great performance from everyone, and that's a great challenge. I mean, that's why we do this, you know, so you're playing a great team on their home floor Friday. It's going to be a blast to go down there and compete and see what we can do, you know, and then make adjustments and come back and do it here Sunday. You know, so it's been a... It's interesting playing both games on the same weekend, but I like the challenge. It's fun.
Well, Coach, we're excited about it. It's a special week, Civil War week, anytime, no matter what. In any event, in any sport, Civil War matchups in any sport, no matter what the records, are always keenly watched, keenly attended, a lot on the line. But you and your program and just the way things have gone these last 10 years and your 10th year have made Civil War women's basketball must see radio, television, attendance at Gill. It's just it's an exciting week to be a part of, Coach. I know on behalf of Beaver Nation, we want to thank you and your team for creating that.
We appreciate everybody's support. It's really an honor to get to walk out there. And I know this team is great. I know they're fun to cheer for. But the fact that people come out the way they do just puts a smile on my face. You know, when we recruit, we know we're bringing them into an environment that is – so hard to find in our sport. Everybody tells me that nobody cheers like Beaver Nation. Nobody cheers in our arena the way that our fans do for their team. And that's an honor to be a part of, and it really gives me a lot of pride to be able to say that about my school. And so we look forward to seeing everybody Sunday in Gill, and you know, just another great time together.
Let's hear it for head coach Scott Ruick joining us tonight here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Have fun this weekend. We'll see you Sunday at Gill. Coming up next, head coach Wayne Tinkle bringing his team home to the L.A. schools. We'll talk about that with the coach next. Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
When you were a kid, time seems to drag.
Then suddenly you're 15, and it's completely different. You go from singing soprano to bass, and you grow a foot taller overnight.
But you get through it. I did. Good thing I've had routine physicals along the way. And with my Pacific Source Health Plan, they don't cost a thing. $0 for a routine physical and other preventive care services. And I have zero problems with that.
$0 routine physicals. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to make a slam dunk for your family's fire safety. Now that we're in cold weather season, be sure to use your home heating equipment safely. Keep things that can burn, such as paper, clothes, blankets, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment. Plug portable space heaters directly into an outlet. Don't use extension cords or power strips. Also, make sure your portable heater has an automatic tip-over switch. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their Community Hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Angie Cooch. Angie was nominated by her co-worker, Stephanie. Angie is not only an outstanding administrator for the Yokes at Lebanon Assistant Living and Retirement Community, but she also goes above and beyond every year to raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association and give back to her community. Thank you, Angie, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Back to Ethan, who backs up. 12 on the shot clock. Throws it to Kelly at the high post. Back door to Ethan to the rim. Two-hand dunk for Ethan. We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. And that was part of that play, was part of just superb action, I thought, in the game Saturday in Pullman, when for long stretches of that game, the execution on the offensive end was as good as I've seen it all year long, just constant action like that to the rim. And now there may have been some things at the other end of the floor, which we'll address, and Coach Dinkel's talked about with his team, and they're gearing up for a big challenge this weekend against the LA schools at home. But a lot of things that we're excited to talk about tonight. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State head coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. Good to be with you, Mike.
Thank you, Coach. That play was one of many in the first half Saturday where, I mean, you guys were executing the heck out of it in that first half offensively.
Well, our offense has really come a long way. I mean, we're top 20 in offensive efficiency in the country. We're not shooting it well from three, but everything else inside the arc, we're doing very, very well. And that was one play that was very indicative of that.
And that was indicative, but just so many things, Coach. Tell me what that, when you're getting to the rim, and so many, I think your first 16 baskets were in the paint. What's it all a function of?
Well, proper spacing, player and ball movement, and you know, some of it is a set, you know, a play that we run to design that. The rest comes out of our motion and reading the defense and driving it. But it was our big plan to go inside against Washington State. We dominated points in the paint. I think it was 54 to 20-some. The problem was they outscored us by 18 points from the three-point line, you know, and we lose by 13. Washington outscored us by 21 points from the three-point line, and we lost by 8. So we've got to do a better job now. You were there, so you saw some of those shots. I mean, Washington State was taking shots that we were applauding. We wanted them to take those shots, you know, 10 feet behind the line.
Banking in.
Yes, banking them in. Washington banked in three shots at the end of the shot clock. And, you know, it's tough to say it wasn't our night, but that's happened a couple of times, you know. And so the urgency to get to three-point shooters. And then our guys, we need to start shooting it better. We've shot it well at home, but on the road in our four league games, I mean, it is abysmal what we're shooting from three. So all things that we need to work on, our pick and roll coverage, it wasn't for a lack of effort. Our bigs are coming out and hedging way further out than they need to. And so that means longer recovery time to the guy rolling, or it means the tag man bumping the roller is waiting too long, and so his man's open behind the arc. All things that we've got to clean up here in a hurry for sure.
Coach, when you talk, you know, hedging and the high hedge, is there ever a school of thought that says, well, it's incumbent just on our guy, you know, you can't let the screen get to you, you got to get over it. I mean, but hedging's become such a big part of defending that action.
Well, it has been, you know, in years past, I'll say we've had guys that don't require a hedge. Just get out of my way, let me know the screen's coming, I'll get through it. And we're not there, you know, with this group. And so the bigs have to hedge. We've worked on sending it away from the ball screen, and then they attack our big and go score. It didn't work so well. We've worked on like a soft trap to get it out of the point guard's hands, which has worked. I remember even as far back as at Utah last year, guys did a great job against Bearfield. So we just got to keep working. Again, we've said it when our 1-3-1 was really good, our 2-3 was really good, like Arizona, man-to-man. It's not what we're doing, it's how we're doing it. And when we're all locked in and engaged to what we're doing that particular moment, you know, when we do it well, we're pretty darn good.
You know, you mentioned, Coach, you know, some shots that as when guys were letting them fly, both in Seattle and Pullman, just from the bench and watching it, it looks like a good defensive possession because they're taking wild shots with the shot clock winding down. Some of them went in. Some of those wild shots did go in. And it also looked to me, and I don't, you know, this is hard to control. We talked to Coach Ruok, who, you know, has got Stanford gets an extra day of rest in both games that they play against the Beavers this year. You wonder how things work out that way. And Saturday in Pullman, you were up against kind of a coronation, it almost seemed like. And And Washington State, to their credit as players, probably played to it. It was a big atmosphere there that you had to deal with.
Yeah, and then, you know, short turnaround. Yeah. You know, that's 2 weeks in a row. We've played a late game on Thursday and early Saturday. On the road was tough, short prep. Mm-hmm. Our guys got out of the gate, I thought, played really well. You know, obviously, I think we had a five-point lead a couple different times in that first half. But you have to give their players credit. They did make those plays. They hit those shots. Bonton was shooting 27% from three, and he goes 4 for 7, and they weren't wide open. I mean, he was 8-10 feet behind the line with a hand up. So they really relished in that moment. And, you know, quite honestly, I thought, you know, that we didn't get some normal calls that we got because of that environment, and that's a shame.
Yeah. All of that said, Coach, you know, even in the game in Seattle, you hold a team that has, I mean, defensively, a pretty solid effort Thursday night in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, we hold them to 64 points, even though they threw in three shots off the backboard from three. You know, a really good job. Now, the percentages maybe weren't what we need them to be, but to hold them to 64 points, we out-rebounded them by 12. We had more transition points than them. A lot of good things. And, you know, it's funny, today's media day, and one of our guys' first question was there anything good from last weekend? Yeah, there was. Obviously, you win, you lose two games, you're not happy. But, you know, the message to our guys has to be, these are the things we did well. These are the things not so well we need to keep improving on.
And the other thing, too, your son said it today, you said it, even, you know, on the plane in the airport as we were getting ready to come home. You've played six games. There's a lot of Pac-12 basketball left beginning at home. These are big games this weekend. But, you know, even that same writer who asked you that question also did make the cogent argument that there's plenty of time to get things right.
No, you're right. And I don't, you know, I think he was alluding to the fact that we did do some good things. I don't want to bust his chops too much. But you're right. There's a ton of time. You know, obviously there's emergency here. We've felt like there's a couple of games we just didn't have the I mean, the guys are working hard. They're playing hard. But the urgency, I guess, is the thing we keep coming back to. We're a little tentative offensively against Washington and a little tentative defensively against Washington State. And it's surprising to me because it's not like we've mixed lineups. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone with the same group, but we've had some guys that have been a little bit up and down. And so we've got to get through that. And so I think we might have to force the hand a little bit. We may look at some different personnel now, not just because of that, but because of what we're facing. I mean, UCLA starts a really big front line. So we may try to counter that, and we can always come back to going a little bit smaller. But I think this is a good time and a good week to maybe make a couple of adjustments that way. And then knowing, shoot, there's a bunch of games in front of us. We knew the start. We said if we can survive January, we're going to be okay. And so now we're heading to the last, you know, week and a half or so, and we've got to make some hay here as we get closer to February.
We'll take a break and come back with Coach Tinkle and his thoughts about UCLA and USC coming in and the Beavs looking to, before Gill Coliseum and Beaver Nation, bouncing back and getting some big wins at home this weekend. More with Coach Tinkle. Great to have you with us. It's Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk from Learfield, IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy, fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lockmead dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game
Mart
day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great. I'm sorry. Are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow. The cape does make sense.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Pass to Holland to the low block right, out to Reichel, open three, good. An excellent start for the Bees for the second half. Zach Reichel hitting a three to open that second half in Pullman. Unfortunately, there weren't as many of those that went in as Coach Tinkle has talked about, but some tremendous offensive action throughout the weekend, and particularly on Saturday in Pullman as we welcome you back in. The Beavers getting ready for UCLA and USC this weekend at Gill Coliseum. Coach, you alluded to, you're thinking about as you practice and get ready, you've had the same starting lineup every game and every half, essentially, save one half, and it's been the same. I'm not saying you're committing here tonight before Beaver Nation of Buffalo Wild Wings that you're about to make
You want the game plan, too?
Yeah, here we go. But, yeah, lay it out right here or put it up on the big screen. But guys do, through practice and through working hard, and earn their way, and when they give an opportunity, I think Sean Miller Moore gave you a pretty good spark this past week.
You know, that he did exactly what we knew he'd be capable of giving us. And it always takes guys a while, especially junior college players. You kind of hope, you know, sometime after Christmas. But I think he's very comfortable in what we need from him, what we expect from him. He's got a better understanding of our defensive, you know, principles. And the one thing, throw all that aside, he just brings, when he's focused, great energy. And, you know, he had a couple of really nice assists, a backdoor to Trace in the first half. Then you saw he gets out in transition and Trace threw him the alley-oop. He had a great tip dunk on a basket that was in and out. And then that's what we need from guys. And, you know, you've got your main guys that you know are the playmakers and the scorers, and you need the other guys to give you that punch on both ends as well. And sometimes it's hard. You know, you're talking about bringing kids who probably a year ago were the best players on their team, and now you've got to try to get them to buy into a role, and that role starts with defending your tail off, really do a great job defensively, and then be ready to step in and make some plays on offense. Don't try to do too much, and those guys think they can do the same thing they did where they were a year ago at this level, and it's quite an adjustment, and we've got some guys. Gianni Hunt has fought through some of those frustrations and has really played well for us of late. Jared Lucas is starting to fight through that. He had success early and then struggled a little bit against the higher level talent. Now he's coming out of it. So really good to see that. Roman, you know, it just we were worried about him getting out and ball, you know, covering in ball screen situations, but he gave us a basket and two really nice assists in the first half. I think this weekend is going to be good for Roman because we're playing against bigger teams. And so we may look to not to punish anyone, but you know, we do need to spark a little bit this weekend, and We're also facing a team in UCLA that has a very big front line, and so we'll feel we might need to match that a little bit to start.
And could Roman and Kyler, I think we've seen them in stretches, not often together on the floor, but when they do and can coexist on the floor, how does that look?
You know, it looks pretty good. Kyler's still trying to get a little more comfortable out on the perimeter, playing the four, handling the ball. Screening's one of, you know, as good as our offense has been, screening's been a real issue. You know, to be frank, I'm fed up with what defenses are being allowed to do to Trace. And it's not because he's my kid, which some people will say, but he's a focal point of our offense, and teams are just mugging him all over the floor. And you know, opponents have said that to him afterward. Our game plan was to really beat up on you and make other guys try to beat us. And, you know, he did get 11 free throws at Washington, but to only shoot four in that game at Washington State, you know, when their two main guys shot 20 between them, you know, Ethan, I think, got to the line six times. That's something that I'm going to have to address if it's not addressed properly come game time. But, I mean, you saw him. He looked like he went through a shredder after the Washington scrapes all over. Yeah. You know, got drilled in the eye by two guys. Mm-hmm. But we've got to coach our team and focus on those things. But there's a reason freedom of movement and those sort of things have become a focal point and a point of emphasis for the referees. And I think that's been pretty inconsistent this year.
Yeah, and I was talking a little bit to Coach Ruick about this too. With his, we need to take a final break right here, and we'll do it now. But Michaela Pivic on the women's side has been allowed to be beaten up at times.
Yes.
It's difficult when games are officiated somewhat differently from game to game.
No, certainly it's frustrating. You know, and then the hard part is you see some guys do your game, and then you watch them do another league game, and they're calling every little bit of contact out there. So it makes you wonder sometimes. And we've got a way to communicate our frustrations through the head of officials, but you know, if we don't see progress, then that's sometimes when you see coaches, you know, get technicals or get ejected even at times to try to bring some attention to it. So I'm not saying that's what I'm going to do, but
okay, the game plan up on the board here. We're going to take a break and wrap things up with Coach Tinkle after this from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
Natalie works as a mechanic 6 days a week. Her goal is to retire early and move to Key West. Some people did this when they heard Natalie's goal. But then she contacted U.S. Bank, who said this.
That sounds great. Let's make it happen.
Because U.S. Bank believes hard work works. And with help from their financial planning and tools, Natalie's working to make her goal a reality. And soon, everyone who sounded like this will sound like this. For everyone working toward a goal, U.S. Bank is here to help. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time for the return of Oregon State Baseball. Follow your favorite baseball team to warm and sunny Surprise, Arizona, and catch the first pitch of the 2020 season, February 14th through the 17th, when the Beavers take on BYU, Gonzaga, and New Mexico in the College Baseball Classic. Special OSU fan ticket, hotel, and attraction deals are now available. Visit surprisestadium.com or call 623-222-2222 for more information. For statewide travel info, go to visitarizona.com.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
Last three digits are 2 Our last segment, about a minute to go with head coach Wayne Tinkle. Coach, it's UCLA under a new coach Thursday night. What? Give us a quick sense how Mick Cronin, the new head coach, has them playing.
Well, you know, they beat Cal 50-40 on Sunday. They played Stanford the game for that before that very closely for about 32 or 3 minutes. They run a lot of isolation. Chris Smith is really having a big year for them. But if you read some of their articles down there, you know, Mick's been very open in the public about his disappointment with their toughness level. And I think as a first-year coach with as much experience, he's trying to fire his guys up to find some fire. Sometimes they have it. Sometimes they don't. I know this. I know they're very talented. I mean, they've got Jalen Hill, who is a highly touted recruit, Cody Riley. Then their freshman, Jaime Jaquez, we recruited. Tough a freshman as we've seen. So very talented, and I know they're going to be excited to get on the road for their second road trip and try to make some hay.
And you're excited to be back home with Beaver Nation out there.
Thankful to be back. And, Gil, we need you to show up. It's a big weekend for us. Yeah. We can really get ourselves right back in the middle of things with a great weekend, so we need your support.
Thank you, Coach.
Always good to be with you. Go Beavs.
Head Coach Wayne Tinkle, our thanks to the coach, to Scott Ruick. We'll see you all at Gil this weekend. Have a great time.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.